want information. Information. Information.
Welcome to this week's edition of the headlines from CKUT's Community News Collective in Montreal. Information that matters from our neighborhood to the world. Produced in collaboration with the Dominion. We're broadcasting from Montreal and rebroadcasting on stations throughout Canada and the U.S.
These are the headlines for the week of January 11th. Now for national news. Earlier this month, war resistor Kimberly Rivera was ordered to leave Canada. Rivera is the first woman war resistor to come to Canada from the U.S. in order to avoid returning to Iraq. She has lived in Toronto with her husband and three children since 2007. The War Resistor Support Campaign accused Canadian Immigration Minister Jason Kenney of trying to rush the deportations to avoid growing public pressure in support of war resistors once Parliament resumes later this month.
Teck-Cominco, one of Canada's largest mining companies, has announced plans to cut 1,400 jobs around the world. 400 workers in British Columbia will lose their jobs, along with 105 in Alberta and 45 in other parts of Canada. The job cut is expected to save the company about $85 million annually. Don Lindsay, the president and CEO of Teck, said, quote, "Given continued economic uncertainty, a significant reduction in our workforce is needed to further reduce costs and position Teck for both short and long-term competitiveness," end quote. The company also said it plans to cut coal production as the demand for steel declines globally.
This month, the Band Council of the Mishkegwek First Nation, whose traditional territory is on the James Bay coast, passed a resolution against any new mining and exploration activity in their homelands. The resolution will be effective until the province's new Mining Act includes provisions for the full consent of First Nations and First Nations approved land use plans. Also, the resolution asks that companies be obligated to enter impact benefit agreements to achieve profit sharing along with other community benefits. Currently, companies are under no legal obligation to negotiate revenue sharing. Now for international news.
Youth from Fort Chippewa marched through the streets to protest against the tar sands developments in minus 32 degree temperatures on the afternoon of January 9th. The march was organized by 10-year-old Robin Couture, who got other youth involved in the protest as well. After the protest, Dallin Powder, age 12, said, quote, "Syncrude and Suncor have been poisoning our water and air, so we protested to let them know we want a future, not cancer," end quote. Cherish Kazkamin, age 11, said, quote, "I was protesting because I don't want any more deformed two-jawed fish in our lake," end quote.
Barack Obama admitted that it is unlikely that he can shut down the detention and interrogation camp at Guantanamo Bay within the first 100 days of his administration. There are an estimated 250 prisoners of war still detained at Guantanamo. Omar Khadr, a Canadian citizen, is the youngest detainee at Guantanamo. The Toronto Star reported that federal lawyers are at odds with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper about the importance of Omar Khadr's juvenile status as it relates to his imprisonment.
On Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert stated that Israel was, quote, "getting close to achieving the goals it had set for itself," end quote, in its military operations in Gaza. In response, American Congressman Dennis Kucinich called for Prime Minister Olmert to clarify his nation's goals for its military operations in Gaza in light of what he called the ongoing humanitarian crisis there. Palestinian medical officials said that Israeli forces had killed 971 Palestinians by Tuesday, including 311 children. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child accused Israel of showing a, quote, "manifest disrespect," unquote, for the protection of children in Gaza. 13 Israelis have died, including 3 civilians, according to Israeli officials. Since the beginning of the conflict, 13 Israelis have died, including 3 civilians, according to Israeli officials. Protests against the war have been happening around the world. In Montreal, activist groups Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights and Tadamin Montreal are planning a major demonstration in solidarity with Palestine and against what they call Israeli apartheid. The event will take place Sunday, January 25th from 1 to 4 p.m., meeting at the corner of St. Catherine and Atwater at Metro Atwater.
And those were this week's headlines. Our broadcasts are available for download every week at cktnews.wordpress.com, and you can read more news from the grassroots at dominionpaper.ca. Thanks to our friends at the Dominion. My name is Lauren Liu.
And I'm David Koch.
To contact us, email headlines@cket.ca or call 514-448-4041 extension 6788.